Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as you've heard, while the leader of Hamas has been confirmed dead by Israel's foreign minister following an operation in Gaza, ordinary citizens in the enclave are living in a war zone and face catastrophic levels of hunger due to falling aid deliveries. That's according to UN agencies, who are warning of the risk of famine across the Palestinian territory. One Irish citizen, originally from Palestine, is currently trying to get her 74-year-old mother out of Gaza. Shireen Asabag has been living in Ireland for 15 years and she joins us now. And Shireen, you're welcome again to the programme this evening. Can you describe to us the circumstances that your mother is enduring? She's in northern Gaza at the moment. Can you describe to us the circumstances she's in?
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me again. My elderly mother is 74. Her name is Najwa Sabah. She lives with my brother and his wife and their four children in northern Gaza, in Gaza City. Their home is near Shifa Hospital in the northern part of Gaza. Now, they were forced to leave their home for more than 11 times, and they were trapped in their home for 10 days when the Israeli tanks were outside the house during the Israeli invasion into Shifa Hospital and the entire neighborhood. That was in March this year. During that time, they were struggling with food. Now, almost 3 weeks now since the Israeli has launched new ground invasion in Jabalia, Beit Lahia, Beit Hanun, and Jabalia camp. This is all in the north. This is very close to Gaza City, where my mother and my brother and his family are living at the moment. So the Israeli army gave people orders to leave their homes, to move to a safer place. There is zero safe place in Gaza. Many Palestinian civilians in the northern part of Gaza have been trapped in their homes. The Israeli army does not give people enough time to leave their homes. People have been killed by Israeli snipers while fleeing. Israeli army burn people alive. Israel uses white phosphorus in densely populated areas in the north of Gaza and Gaza City. This is all part of the generous plan that Israel now is implementing, and the northern part of Gaza, Gaza City, that all forcing all the Palestinian civilians out of the northern Gaza, including Gaza City. And this is claiming to besiege Hamas. And I'm quoting here in an article in the CNN that the Israeli government is gradually implementing a surrender or starve strategy. Now, when it comes to my mother, and I said before that she was herself and my brother and his wife and their four kids were trapped for 10 days with no food or struggling with food and water. Now, my mother's health is really, her immune system is really bad. It's not as strong as it was before the beginning of this this genocide and start. It's plummeting fast. She has a plate in her back from surgery a few years ago, and now she is suffering from severe pain in her knees and back, which is being exacerbated by the inhumane situation she is living in. Because my niece, who's living with her now, she's 7 years of age. She was sick last week, and she had a serious infection in her kidney. It could have killed my niece, but her body is younger and was able to fight. This could easily happen to my mother, and it would kill my mother, as she is older now and her body is not strong as it was before. And I just want to say something about her. She told me in a phone call recently that she's fed up and she started talking suicide talk. She lost 20 kilo. There's no enough food. She doesn't eat proper meats that contains meat or vegetable or any proper nutrition. She suffers from high blood pressure, so she must be on medication to keep it stable. However, the medication is not available.
Okay, so she's in a really desperate situation, Shireen, yes. Obviously, and I can understand why you're so concerned. I know she actually has been granted a visa to come to Ireland, and Israel has approved her exit, but the problem is how she gets out. Is that right?
In February, the Irish government granted a visa for my mother to come to Ireland, and I was told by Department of Foreign Affairs that we will wait for the Israeli approval to get her out. And yes, she got it in May, but because the borders were closed, because of the ground invasion on Rafah in May, that resulted that Rafah border has been closed since. Now, I, as regards people, Palestinian civilians leaving Gaza, on the 12th of September 2024, the Department of Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates announced that they carried out an urgent evacuation of 252 Palestinians between kids and adults from Gaza to the United Arab Emirates for medical treatment. And they explained how they evacuated them, because the Rafah border crossing is destroyed due to the ground invasion of Rafah. The 252 Palestinians left Gaza from Kerem Shalom border crossing, then flew from Raymond Airport in Israel to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. This is one example of how people, some civilians, left up Gaza.
So do you think it's possible then that might be possible, some similar route could be taken by your mother?
Now, according to the Irish Examiner, on Wednesday, the 18th of September, Ireland is planning to have 30 kids with their companions, and they are going to be evacuated from Gaza to come to Ireland for treatment before the end of this year, 2024. And this comes under the first phase of the initiative. Another thing I want to make you aware of, Sarah, and I heard about it yesterday, according to Reporters Without Borders, 16th of October, this was taken from the Reporters Without Borders website. Letters have been sent to the coordinator of government activities in the territories, the Israeli Ministry of Defense unit responsible for facilitation, logistical coordination between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, yep.
Sorry, to evacuate two reporters who were seriously injured during covering the Israeli army's siege in northern Gaza. So it is possible. It just because my mother has all the legal papers that she has, she's ready to be put in the plane. Sarah, that's really what my concern.
We did ask the Department of Foreign Affairs for a statement, and they sent us a response saying that they are aware of your mother and is in contact with her family here in Ireland. They say the Israeli military operation in Rafah has resulted in the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt being closed at present, and they say the department, through our embassies in the region, is continuing to advocate on behalf of all Irish citizens and their dependents that wish to leave Gaza. Are you in touch, Shireen, with your mother every day, or when was the last time you were able to contact her?
I try to talk to her every day, but this really depends on the internet and the regular calls facilities where my mother is living, because the internet could be very bad. But sometimes it's just enough for me to hear her voice and to know that she's still alive. I know it's not enough to know all the details, but it's just enough for me to hear that she is still alive and she's still there, and there is still hope to get her out. The thing is really time. Look, I'm really grateful to be an Irish citizen and for all the help and support from my Irish and non-Irish friends. And I'm thankful for all the efforts the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Irish government have made in helping me in trying to get my mother out of Gaza. But I hope that she won't be abandoned at this stage, seeing that she has all the documentation to leave Gaza. I'm hoping to have her name added to the evacuation list as soon as possible, as time really against her. And this is where my concern is. Time, Sarah. We are all running out of time. I could make sure that she's okay now, but a minute later, this could be a different story, a different fact. So I'm really concerned. This is another thing. Even though she is not Irish, she is the mother of an Irish citizen. She deserves to live in peace, and I don't want to be damaged for the rest of my life for losing her in such a horrific genocide in Gaza. And another thing,
Shireen,
really want...
I'm sorry to cut across you, but I thank you for joining us to talk
can
about.
Can I end say one more thing, sure. Please, Sarah, if that's okay. I know the high regard Irish mothers are held in here in Ireland, and it's the same in Palestine. Our mother is our world, and our whole household revolves around her. My mother is a deeply caring and kind person. She would give you the clothes off her back. And I know well that she is most likely sacrificing her own limited supply of food and water, if there is any, so that her grandchildren can eat. And this is a fact. I just want her to get on the plane as soon as possible, because, as I said, time is against us and against her. Right. I want her to have a peaceful life and to live and to eat and to sleep. That's all.
Shireen, we'll keep in touch with you here on the programme, and we wish you the best in your quest to get your mother to safety. And thank you very much for joining us. That is Shireen Alsabag.